Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Montaigne, one of the most influential French writers of the Renaissance period, once said, "The most fruitful and natural exercise for our mind is, in my opinion, conversation." As you've probably guessed by the sound of it, the dialectic stage reminds us to dialogue, have conversations. Not just polite conversations, but the kind of conversation that you have with friends you admire that makes you think about what you think. Listening to opposing views and answering questions about what you know makes you really sort through the facts you've learned. The goal of this kind of conversation and the dialectic stage is to develop understanding. It's also called the logic stage, as it's an intellectual exercise to sort ideas into an orderly format, to examine cause and effect, and to discuss outcomes, all of which I want my children to do with a mature Christian. Once students have acquired knowledge in the grammar stage, they progress to the second stage of learning, in which they sort through the facts and understand how they are related. You'll know children are dialectic when they begin to enjoy arguing with you. How can you capitalize on this natural tendency to question and argue? Teach them logic, sign them up for formal debates, debate current events at the table, and discuss big ideas together. Jesus' disciples were good grammar students. They knew the law and the prophets by rote memory. When Jesus came, he opened their minds so that they could understand. Under Jesus' tutelage, the disciples progressed to the dialectic stage of understanding the kingdom of God. A dialectic student is no longer content to listen to Bible stories about the Exodus and repeat the facts. Instead, he's interested in understanding the ways of God, his justice, mercy, and grace.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.